me sing this song.
Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a better place to be. When we all
see Jesus,
we'll
sing and shout with
all
that victory.
When we all get to heaven, what a better place to be. When
we all see Jesus,
we'll sing and shout with all that victory.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll bring us away.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day
that will be.
Glad to be in God's house today. Amen. Why don't we just start this service by worshiping the Lord? Amen. Let's just invite the Lord into our midst, our presence today. Let's lift our hearts. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Amen. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord right now. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Let's give Him the best praise. Let's give Him the highest praise, the greatest praise that we can right now. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Ah, thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for redemption. Glory, glory, glory.
Oh.
the Lord, everything is gonna change. For God inhabits.
Chance to sing another one just here in a second, but let's lift up Sister Marsh in prayer. But Sister May stopped me right before service and telling me about Brother Jeff, and we want to lift up Brother Jeff Newsom in prayer, and the Lord would come to him and help him in a powerful way and touch him in his body. Amen. He just needs the help of the Lord. All right, so the Lord knows that need, and but I know the Lord's able to reach down and touch him right where he's at. Amen. How many glad the Lord's not limited by distance? Amen. He's able to send the word, speak the word, and heal. Amen. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Maybe someone on my right side, just lift a hand this morning and request that you have before the Lord. The Lord knows. Amen. Before we even mention it, how many knows the Lord already hears our prayer? How about in the middle section right now? Amen. Amen. On my left side? Amen. I believe the ears of God are open to the prayers of his people. Amen. I don't believe it's just a feel-good philosophy or a waste of time, but the Scripture says we ought to ask and seek and knock. Amen. I believe we ought to do it this morning. So those of you that lifted your hand, amen, let's believe God right now. Let's believe God, amen, to show his power and his glory in this hour. Let's pray. Father, we ask you right now as we come to the people of God, and Lord, we present our petitions and our needs to you. Father, we just ask you, Lord, in the grace of God, in the favor of God, oh, Lord, let your power, let your mercy be so evident. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. God, would you touch Sister Marcia? Touch, Lord, Brother Jeff. Help him. Oh, God, you know the need, Lord God. You know the need in his body. But, Lord, you made this body. Lord, and we know you're able to remake this body. Lord, you're able to heal, oh, Lord, all manner of diseases. Father, we pray right now, Lord, that as we believe by faith and know your power is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever, send healing right now. Send healing. Raise up, oh God, these men and women that are sick and afflicted in their body. By faith, we believe it. Lord, the other needs with hands lifted today, we just ask for the grace of God to come into this building right now, Lord, for we've assembled together. Oh, Lord, to give you praise and glory. Lord, to magnify that you're alive with all power over hell, death, and the grave. Hallelujah. You're the resurrected Christ, and we come to worship you today. Send your power, send your grace, send your mercy, send your healing right now. Oh, we'll magnify you. We'll love you for it. We'll love you for it. We'll love you for it, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. If there's somebody got the joy of the Lord in their heart right now, come on, let's magnify God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank him for salvation. Hallelujah. Thank him for the presence of God you feel right now. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's lift our heart. Let's lift our voice to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah, there is no other gods. There is no other God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, we love you, we love you, we love you. Somebody in the back, worship him. Somebody that's young, somebody that's old. Hallelujah, love him for a while right now. Ah, we're in the presence of an almighty God. Hallelujah. Touch him as he passes by. Glory, one healing touch. Never be the same. Glory, glory. Come on, choir,
sing. All right, let's sing like we at church. Oh, that last song was kind of cold.
Hallelujah.
So let's sing with joy. We're going to say, I get joy.
Oh, I get joy, joy, joy.
Shake your neighbor's hand. Tell him it's good to see him in God's house this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
house of the Lord. Appreciate God's mercy. Amen. Appreciate the mercy of the Lord to us, and look forward to what God has in store for us today. Amen. Good to see each and every one in the house of the Lord. Amen. Just a few announcements to remind you of. Next Sunday is our Thanksgiving offering, and I've been praying about that and just talking to the Lord about that, and just pray the Lord will come by and help us. And I've used that several times this year, other places, to encourage folks about giving and celebrating, even Friday night. Preached a little bit about it the other morning, and so Brother McDonald had me receive the offering Friday night at the fellowship meeting, and I just appreciate the opportunity to celebrate God's goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord and what God has done through our Thanksgiving offerings. And so next Sunday, the Lord willing, we'll be receiving our fifth Thanksgiving offering. That's hard to believe, but nonetheless, it'll be our fifth offering, and there are three air conditioning units that we need to replace that are original to this building, both in the educational hallway and then the one that kind of controls the back of the sanctuary here, and probably around $50,000 or so. And I'd also like to be a blessing to talk to Brother Mark Compton from the church there in Texas that is rebuilding after Hurricane Harvey. And I'd really love to be a blessing to them. And they're trying to get things in order. They're back sheetrocking and getting ready for paint. And Lord willing, they'll be putting carpet down sometime the beginning of the year and things. And so I talked to him about that and just trying to feel after the Lord what the Lord would have us to do. So I'd like to be part of that. And so only God knows what he's going to do through you. But as always, we try to be good stewards, biblical stewards of what God gives to us. And I've preached in a lot of places that are in disrepair, and from the parking lots to the inside. And so we always try to just present the house of God in a reputable manner, that in the community folks are glad we're there, we're good neighbors, and a light of the gospel. Amen. I believe we ought to take care of the house of God. Amen. I believe we ought to let your house go, but not the house of God. Amen. I believe you can keep up your house as well, but I want the house of the Lord bringing honor to the Lord and glory to the Lord, and showing the disciplined life that God has called us to live. So be in prayer this week. Amen. Be in prayer this week, what God would have you to do. Amen. Brother Joe, come this morning if you would. He's got an announcement to make. But as he's coming also, been a couple of years kind of in my mind and my heart. And so today we start what we're calling Coach for Christmas. And we're going to, my leadership class, Lord willing, at BCA, the high school leadership class, come on up, Brother Joe, we'll deliver them sometime in December. But we'll start with Bloomingdale Elementary. And there are several underprivileged children in our community. And it would be hard to express the fact that even some of those are homeless. But nonetheless, they are. And we want to be a blessing to them and what we're calling Coach for Christmas. And so we'll be working with Bloomingdale Elementary first. If we have more coach to go to other schools, then we'll pursue that path. But if you have gently used items, coats for kids, kindergarten, pre-K through the fifth grade, and I realize that side is pretty wide as far as a variance in sizes, but nonetheless, if they're in good shape, kind of clean them up and bring them, and there's two boxes there in the foyer that we want to deliver those to those children and work through the officials at those schools to get those delivered. Probably blankets as well would be something that would be a blessing. And some have asked about adults. I would say just bring it. If you have something you want to donate, I'm sure we can find somebody associated with this outreach that will put it to good use. But if we have an overflow of coats, then we'll look for other schools. But at least we'll start with Bloomingdale Elementary, and we'll bring you some pictures and some updates about that sometime around the second week of December, something, maybe the first week of December. We'd like to get these delivered. And so just go home, look, and talk to some of your friends, talk to some of your neighbors, and maybe you start your own little just initiative there, and get busy with it, and we could be a blessing to them and to our community, and serve those that are unfortunately down and need blessed. And so I believe we're commanded in Scripture to do that. And so just pray about that, and also go home and look through your closets. And some of you may have already given stuff away, but you may know somebody else that's getting ready to give a lot away. All right, so just be proactive and think about that. And the boxes are in the foyer, so bring what you have, and we'll make sure we get it to the children represented by Bloomingdale. All right? God bless you. Brother Joe, come on.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. First off, I would like to thank everyone who brought their M&M containers back last week and even throughout the week and some today. I really, really do appreciate that. Grant and I are getting excited about Cameroon and heading over there to Yaoundé, Cameroon, to help out with the annual camp meeting. Brother Teague sent us the theme, Romans 12, be not conformed to this world. And so that's the theme of the camp meeting, the teaching and the preaching. And as Grant mentioned last week, we'll be visiting some churches in the surrounding area, some of the outskirts of the city, and even dedicating one of the churches that's been recently built. And so looking forward to that. Brother Grant and I was already acted as pin cushions at the health department and got all our vaccinations, 5 or 6 vaccinations, and so good to go from State Department concerns, and that they require some of that before we go. So we're looking forward to that. This week we have a Boston butt sale, $35. It will be ready next Friday, November the 17th. This is sponsored and prepared by Ogeechee Meat Market. We have one of the grandparents at the school that wanted to sponsor it. They do the Ogeechee Meat Market there in Bloomingdale, and so they wanted to sponsor it and prepare it, and so I'm thankful for that. And so if you would like a Boston butt, please see me or Jenna or Grant throughout the week. We'd like to know, if you could let us know by Tuesday or Wednesday, to give him a count so he knows what to prepare for. But all the proceeds for that, anything after covering his cost for the meat itself, will go towards this trip to Cameroon. So more than any of that, if you would, just keep us in your prayers, keep the meeting in your prayers, and the work that's being done there through African Holiness Missions. Thank you.
Again, Mr. McClune, I appreciate him doing that. So if you're by Ogeechee Meat Market, tell them where you go to church, mention my name, and tell them you appreciate that, all right? Amen. Brethren, come. Deacons, if you would, we're going to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Amen. Let's give us unto the Lord today. God bless you for your faithfulness to the work of the Lord. Amen. In the house of God, each and every one being here today. Appreciate God's faithfulness to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother David Miller, lead us to the Lord in prayer. As we read from the word of the Lord today, John chapter number 8. Amen. As you're turning there, keep the students in prayer today. They're ministering there at Allentown, Brother Eugene Futrell's church today, and then Brother McDonald's tonight. So I pray the Lord just bless them today abundantly. Thank God for a wonderful fellowship meeting at Trinity Pentecostal, Brother McDonald, Brother Shad McDonald, and had an awesome time, a wonderful time in the house of the Lord, great liberty in the presence of the Lord. So, amen. Appreciate God's goodness to us. I want to turn this morning to John chapter number 8, starting at verse number 42. Brother Webb was preaching the other night out of Genesis chapter number 3 about the devil lying, and it reminded me something that I had preached years ago and just kind of stayed with me since Friday night. And so I want to talk to you today from this passage of Scripture. Message entitled, He's Still Lying. He's Still Lying. John chapter number 8 and verse number 42, the Bible said, Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For, notice this, he is a liar, and the father of it. For he is a liar. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning about he's still lying. He is still lying. How many glad you know the truth this morning? Amen. Turn and tell four or five people, I'm glad I know the truth of God's word. Amen. Praise the Lord. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar. Probably if we had everybody stand this morning, the devil's lied to, all of us would stand. Hopefully not everybody the devil's lied to, you believed it. But the devil lies to all of us, does he not? Said the devil lies to all of us. Amen. When we look to the word of the Lord, some things don't change about the devil, and that number one is he is a liar. He has always been a liar, and he always will be a liar. Matter of fact, he was a liar before he was the devil. For the Bible said in the book of Isaiah chapter number 15, when we know him as Lucifer, in Isaiah chapter number 14, he says in his heart, I will be like God. I'll be like the Most High God. I will exalt myself above God. And so the first picture we have of the devil as Lucifer, he is a liar. He's lying. Even in the courts of heaven, in the presence of God and the holy angels, the devil is a liar. Not only did he lie to himself and lie about God, but he really lied to the angels. You think about it, how effective of a liar is the devil? Well, if we understand right, he calls a third of the angels to rebel because of his lies. His lies are so influential, his lies are so powerful, that he caused a third of the angels to leave the presence of a holy God in a sinless city to follow him, because he's that good at lying. If he could cause sinless angels in the presence of God in a sinless city to believe his lie, I've got to believe sometimes you and I might be susceptible to some of his lies as well. But I don't know about you, but I want the truth of God's word in my life. I want to know, amen, just as Jesus has promised, if we know the truth shall set us. If the truth shall set us free, we are free. Amen. Thank all eight of you that are awake this morning in God's house. Amen. I've already given you the calisthenics of praise to wake you up this morning, so I'm just going to slow down and get on the page where you're at. Maybe that hour you jumped ahead last week caught up to you last night. Hallelujah. I've been in fellowship meeting for 4 days, so I'm going to slow up and wait on you to catch up to me. He was lying at the beginning. He was lying at the beginning. He lied to the angels. When he made his arrival on this earth, the Bible said in Genesis chapter number 3, he lied to Eve. The Bible said he asked the question, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not surely die?" He misinterpreted God's word. He doubted God's word, and he caused Eve to believe a lie. And she was deceived, the Bible said. And so because of the lie of the enemy, because of the lie of Satan, Eve, and Adam, we know the ultimate consequence of sin and the penalty of sin, but it was because the devil is a liar. He was lying in the Garden of Eden. The Bible teaches us that he even lied to Jesus in the wilderness temptation. 3 times he come to Jesus and he lied to Jesus. Matter of fact, the 3rd lie that he told Jesus, "If you will fall down and worship me, all that you see, I will gladly give to you." It was 2 lies. Number 1, the devil didn't own it. Number 2, how many believe if Jesus would have worshipped him, the devil would have given him that anyway? The devil is a liar. The devil lied in heaven. The devil lied in the Garden of Eden. The devil lied in the wilderness to Jesus. The Bible said in the book of Acts chapter number 5, in the early church, Ananias and Sapphira sold some land and were going to give an offering to the Lord. But then they were abruptly lied to by the devil. And so they gave part of the offering and kept back part of the offering. And the Bible says that Peter confronts him and said, "Why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost?" And so the devil was lying even in the early church. Can I tell you, friend, he's a liar. He's always been a liar, and he always will be a liar. Matter of fact, in Revelation chapter number 20 and verse number 7, the Bible said when the 1,000 years are expired, when the millennial is over, and the devil is loosed and he's unleashed upon this world, guess what he tries to do? The Bible said that he goes out to deceive the nations. That's exactly what he's going to do at the end. He's going to lie. He lied at the beginning. He lied all throughout the word of the Lord. He will lie at the end of time. He has always been a liar, and he always will be a liar, and he's still lying today. But I'm glad you and I know the truth of the living God. I'm glad we know the word of the Lord that is forever settled and unchanging. But there are folks that believe the lies of the devil, such as God doesn't love you. How many knows the devil is a liar? God doesn't understand you. God doesn't know what you're going through. God doesn't even care. If God cared about you, you wouldn't be going through what you're going through. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. You got plenty of time to be saved. You've got all of your life to get saved. How many knows the devil is a liar? If you get saved, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to have any joy, no friends. How many knows the devil is a liar? Matter of fact, we go out and we sin. Then the devil tells us we've done too much to be saved. We've done too much. God could never forgive us. The devil is a liar. Amen. God doesn't expect you to be perfect. God wants you to be happy. Just go out and do anything that you want to. The devil is a liar. Hear me, friend. God does love you. God does want to save you. God does want to be a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen. God wants you to be happy, but not just happy in the sense of what this world says, but the joy of the Lord that comes from knowing God and having a relationship with the Lord. The joy of the Lord, it is our strength. I'm glad I know the truth of God's word today. I'm glad I know the time when it was to be saved and I gave my heart and my life to the Lord. Can I tell you this morning, friend, the devil's probably lying to some of you. The devil's probably telling you could never live above sin. You could never live a victorious life. That holiness isn't necessary. That everybody's backsliding. That everybody's carnal. That everybody's compromising. And holiness is what grandpa lived in. Holiness isn't even necessary in 2017. But the devil is a liar. That there's really not even a hell in the Bible. You can't even trust the Bible. And everybody's a hypocrite. The devil, my friend, he is a liar. I'm glad I know Jesus. I'm glad I know the Spirit of God. I'm glad I know the truth of God's Word. How many glad you put your hope and your trust in the Lord, that you know, that you know, that you know that you're born again, that you're living by the Word of God. Amen. That you're living separate from this world and holy unto God. And I don't want my mind to be the playground of the devil. Amen. I don't want my mind to be filled with the lies of the enemy. But I want the truth of God's Word. Amen. I want the everlasting truth of God's Word just to guide my steps and guide my actions and guide how I come to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's kind of like Brother Head said years ago, talking about that little oldie, widow in the church, and she was about 92 years old, and you thought the devil would have left her alone by then, but she was cooking her biscuits one morning, and the devil kept getting on her shoulder telling her she wasn't saved, and she'd probably been saved 75 or 80 years. Finally, she took off that apron and just kind of started shooing the devil and shoot him right out the back door and said, "Shoo, devil, shoo, devil. Amen. I know I got saved." Amen. How many sometimes you've had to go back and you've just kind of had to take the devil back to the Word of God, and you've had to take the devil back to the place that you got saved and say, "Shoo, devil, I know I got saved." Amen. Come with me this morning. How many know that you're saved? How many can go back to the place that you got saved and you know you gave your heart and your life to the Lord? Amen. I want you to go back there in your mind for the next couple of moments, because there's a lot of folks the devil says, "You're not saved. You're not saved. You didn't get saved. You just joined the church. You just started acting saved, or you just started dressing saved." But I want some of you to go back to that place where you really repented of your sins, and the Lord came into your heart, and you know the chains of sin and the addiction of sin, it broke your life, and the floodlight of God's Word came in, and you felt the burden of sin roll away, and you got up that night, that got up that morning, and you knew that you were saved through the shed blood of Jesus. Anybody remember that hour? I said, anybody remember that day that you got saved? Amen. Why don't you just lift your hands and love God? Amen. Why don't you just thank God? Thank God I got saved. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. I know that the blood of Jesus saved me. I know the blood of Jesus washed my sins away. Amen. I know that I know that I know what I used to be, but what I am now. And if it had not been for the blood of Jesus, if it had not been for the name of Jesus, I'd be lost. I'd be lost and on my way to hell today. But oh, look at us in God's house. I said, I come to magnify Him. I come to praise Him. I come to lift up His name and love Him. And the greatest thing you could ever say in life, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm saved. How many on this side say, "I'm glad I'm saved"? How many in the middle say, "I'm glad I'm saved"? How many on that side say, "I'm glad I'm saved"? Amen. Do you know that you're saved? The devil will come and tell you you didn't get saved. I said the devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So hear me today, friend. Maybe you've done something wrong in your life. Amen. Maybe you've made a mistake and fallen. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel and quit. Come back to God. I say, come back to God. And the same God that saved you the first time is the same God that'll save you today. The same God that'll restore you. The same God that'll wipe your sins away again. Put your name in the book of life. Amen. But friend, I'm going to tell you, we ought to be thankful we're saved. Amen. We ought to be thankful that we're filled with the Spirit of the Lord. I could have been in hell this morning. I said, I could have been lost. I could be on Skid Row somewhere. Your family could be busted up. Your marriage could be split up. But look at you today, my friend. Your home is in order. Your family is put together. And you're saved. I said you're washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. I believe that deserves praise. I believe that deserves thanksgiving to the Lord. I believe we ought to clap our hands, magnify God, and say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." Amen. The devil, he is a liar. I said he is a liar. Oh, but I don't believe him today, for the book's already told me that if he is faithful, if I confess my sins, he is faithful and he is just to forgive me, not of half of my sins, not of most of my sins, but the Lord is sins. Somebody this morning, the Lord has forgiven you of all of your sins. I said all of them, not half of them, but all of them. I want you to stand to your feet, love the Lord, give God some praise, and say, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name. God bless you. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many could remain standing and say the devil still taunts you with your past? The devil still brings up things in your And God doesn't expect you to be perfect. But friend, once our sins are under the blood, once our sins are under the blood, amen, we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. I don't care how steep in sin you were. I don't care what kind of a drug addict or drunkard you were. I don't care what kind of a liar. I don't care how wicked and hateful and mean that you were. Once you've met the forgiving blood of Jesus, you're a child of God. You're justified, and it's just as if you've never sinned. Amen. I want you to go back and tell the devil, I'm glad I got saved. I'm not what I used to be. I'm not what I used to be. But I'm covered. I'm covered. I'm covered. Hallelujah. 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 You would know the preacher if I told you. He's preached, and you know his name. But before he started preaching, he was so mean. He stayed out all night. He was a partier. He said that there was a time that he was sitting at a divorce table. He was on one end with his lawyer. His wife was on the other end with her lawyer, and the two boys sitting in the middle. And he said, her lawyer asked my lawyer, how much are you willing to pay in child support? They wrote the number down, slid it to the other end, and they were going to agree to it. They adjourned the meeting, come back. They were going to come back the next week. But that Sunday, somebody called and invited him to church. He went to church and he got saved. You don't know that story and you don't need to know who it is. Amen. But you'd be surprised how close that family was to busting up, being divorced. But God saved him. God filled him with the Holy Ghost. God called him to preach, and he's preached all over the country. I'm telling you, friend, when God saves you, I said, when God saves you, I said, it's under the blood. The devil is a liar. I don't care what you did before you met Jesus. I don't care what you did before you saw Calvary. Amen. But there is a fountain filled with blood that is drawn from Emmanuel's vein, that sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilt and stain. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. I'm telling somebody this morning, you're not a sinner saved by grace. You're a saint. You're a child of God. You're the elect of God. You're justified. You're redeemed. You're saved. You're the elect of God. The blood of Jesus has all power to wash away sins. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, you ought to shout about that, my friend. Glory. But the devil tells us once we're saved, we can't live above sin. We can't live victorious. Oh, yes, we can. Because the same grace of God that saves us is the same grace of God that keeps us. Notice John said in 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 1 said, if we sin, not when, if we sin. One writer, Kenneth Woos, has the idea that that was a drop cloth, a paint drop cloth. Brother Mike, y'all are so good you don't use drop cloths. I understand. But if I was going to paint, I guarantee you there'd be a drop cloth everywhere. I'd be in a drop cloth. It's not because I was going to throw paint down intentionally. It's just accidentally, if I didn't get it where I was aiming, the drop cloth would catch it. If we sin, we have a propitiation with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not that we sin every day in thought, word, or deed on purpose, but accidentally, if somehow I miss the mark, if somehow I miss the aim, there is one by the name of Jesus that he's not in heaven with a hammer trying to smash us and send us to hell. But on the contrary, the grace of God, if you'll shout that name Jesus, he'll be there to redeem. He'll be there to forgive. How many times have I missed the mark? How many times have I had to call on the Lord and say, God, I failed you. God, I messed up. I'm sorry. But there he was, the redeeming hand, the redeeming love of God. I'm telling you, friend, not only does God save you, but God will keep you. I said God will keep you above sin. He'll keep you in his love. He'll sanctify you wholly. He'll give you the power of the Holy Ghost to live above sin in a wicked world. Amen. I'm glad, so glad I met Jesus as a little boy and he saved my life. But I'm glad today, I said, he's still keeping me. Anybody know the grace of God is still keeping you? Anybody glad for the grace of God that's keeping you? I said, you can make it. I said, you can make it. You can make it through the power in Jesus' name. But the devil tells us holiness isn't necessary either. Holiness is legalism, and holiness is a bunch of harshness and mean people. Friend, I'm going to tell you, holiness is the character of God. I remember years ago, some preacher that left the holiness movement said, the Spirit of God has left holiness, and so have I. The Spirit of God has left holiness. Listen to me. It is theologically impossible for the Spirit of God to leave holiness. He is the Spirit of holiness. So if you love God and you have God's Spirit, you'll love holiness. You say, I just don't see it that way, preacher. Well, you don't see it the way God sees it. Because God's already commanded in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament, be ye holy. Now the devil tells us, well, if you raise your children holiness, you're going to cause them to be mean, and you're going to cause them to backslide and be wild. The devil is a liar. I said, the devil is a liar. I stand as a witness today. I was raised in a preacher's home. Amen. I thank God this morning all three of my children are saved. I tell you what drives kids crazy is when parents start backing up and parents are inconsistent and parents change the standards and the rules in the middle of the game. And when the kids put pressure on the standard and then we start taking scissors and cutting out God's word. Amen. That's what drives students and children insane. When one teacher comes in and for 3 days they've played checkers, and then the fourth day they come in and let the hammer fall, and everybody's got detention. That gets everybody shook up. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, amen, from the beginning of time until the last person that steps on the streets of gold, if you're going to God's heaven, you're going as a holy child. I said, if you're going to God's heaven, you're going living by the holy book. If you're going to God's heaven, you're going living by the Holy Spirit. If you're going to God's heaven, it's not your perspective or what you want it to be, but it's God's word. But I'm so glad that when the devil comes and whispers and the devil lies, John already told us that there are some that went out from us. They were not of us, but if they were of us, they would have continued as from the beginning. But ye have an unction. Ye have the Holy One. You've got that anointing of the Spirit of God. Anybody feel the Holy Ghost in this building today? I tell you, sir, your problem is you're trying to figure it out right here. Your problem, sir, is you're backing up in your experience. Your problem is the Spirit of God is not moving in your life. What you need to do is shake yourself and say, Spirit of God, would you flow through me? Spirit of God, anoint me. Spirit of God, fill me afresh and anew one more time. Hallelujah. Ah, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He lied in the beginning. He's going to lie at the end. Doesn't bother me. What bothers me is people that say they know the truth and lay down the truth and just live like this, blind to the truth. But Isaiah said truth is falling in the streets. It's time for you and me to pick up the truth. I said God's word doesn't change. I said God's word is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. I know the devil is a liar. I know he's telling folks you can't be saved. I know he's telling folks you're too far gone. I know he's telling some your marriage isn't going to make it. Your children aren't coming back. He wants you filled with those lies. He wants that anxiety in your mind. That word anxiety, we get two words from it, anxious in our rendering. But in the original, it's two words put together, and it's a divided mind. On one half we have truth, and on the other half we have anxiety. But that's not God's will. God's will said be anxious for nothing. Instead of letting God have half your mind and the truth on this side and the lies of the devil on that side, why don't you cast the devil out? Why don't you take authority over the devil and put the word of God in your mind and say God's word is holy, God's word is forever settled, that when the world melts away with the fervent heat, it is God's word that'll stand the test of time. I said the devil is a liar. God's still saving. The devil is a liar. God still performs miracles. The devil is a liar. I said God is still greater than cancer. God is greater than leukemia. God is greater than death, darkness, and death itself. Amen. Let every man be a liar, but let God be true. I said God's word, it is forever settled. God's word, it established. Men shall lie. Men come and men go. Nations rise and nations fall. But the God I serve this morning, the God that I serve, he reigns in glory. I said the God I serve, he sits high and he looks down low. The God that I serve, he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The God that I serve, he's God. And he's God all by himself. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Why don't you stand and worship God for a moment, church? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We love you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name right now. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for truth. Take 60 seconds and thank God you know the truth. Oh, praise God for the God that we serve. Glory, glory, glory. I'm listening for your voice right now. I'm listening for the church. I'm listening for you right now. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, whatever the devil's telling you right now. Right now, while faith is rising up in your heart, right now, tell the devil he's a liar. I said, right now, tell him he's a liar. Take authority over him. Quit allowing the devil to push you around. Quote scripture back to him right now. Hallelujah. You're serving the true and the living God. I serve, you're serving the true and the living God. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. God is able to heal. How many believe the power of God is unchanging? Glory. I said, how many believe the power of God is unchanging? Glory. How many glad God still saves to the uttermost? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad when you come into church, they wasn't preaching the message the days of salvation and the days of miracles are over? Some of you just got in the last few years. Some of you wasn't raised in this. You just got in this thing. Aren't you glad when you came in, they weren't preaching God's not saving anymore? But they were still preaching God's saving, God's calling to holiness, God's sanctifying, God's baptizing in the Holy Ghost. Hey, young folks, the days of revival aren't over. I said the days of revival aren't over. I don't believe everybody in the church is worldly and going charismatic. Hallelujah. I believe God's got a true church. I believe God's got an on fire church. I believe God's got a church that's praising and worshiping and magnifying His name. I'm glad to be part of the church. I said, I'm glad to be part of the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory. And I'm telling some of you right now, you need to get a hold. You need to get a hold of what the devil's telling you. He's driving you crazy in your mind. I could come back, put my finger on your nose and tell you what the devil's telling you right now. And I didn't know anything until I started preaching. But I can see the look in your eyes and the look on your face. The devil's lying to you. I said the devil's lying to you. You don't have to earn God's favor. You don't have to beg for God's favor. You're a child of God. God wants to do it. I said God wants to do it. God is ready to do it. But you're allowing the devil to come in and to bring up things in the past. You're trying to figure it out right here. You're trying to process it right here. You're trying to figure a circuitous route to where you want to go. And I'm telling you, the devil's way too smart. The devil's three steps ahead of you, and you better wake up and realize it. The devil's already got the trap set. But all the Bible says that if in all our ways we will acknowledge Him and lean not unto our own understanding. You need to come to the Lord this morning and say, God, I can't figure this out. God, I've got myself in a bad place. I've listened to the devil cause me to make some bad decisions. But Lord, I come to you right now, and in all my ways, I'm acknowledging you, and I want you to direct my paths. Amen. I want somebody this morning to take authority over the devil. I want somebody this morning in the name of Jesus that when you come out of that pew, you're coming out with victory over the devil. You're coming out with victory over the liar. You're coming out with victory in your mind. You're coming out with victory in your spirit. You're coming out with joy in your soul. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. Anybody feel the Spirit of the Lord in this place? Anybody feel the Spirit of God is here right now to give somebody victory? Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I feel like challenging the devil right now. I really do. Hallelujah. I feel like the Holy Ghost is here to give you a deliverance. Hallelujah. That if you'd step out right now, if you'd step out in faith right now, the Holy Ghost would meet you at this altar and He'd deliver you. The Holy Ghost would give you peace in your mind, joy in your spirit, victory in your soul. Before the church comes, let me cast this net one time and ask you, you tired of walking the floors at night? Are you tired of being inundated by the devil's lies? Are you ready in the name of Jesus to have joy, peace, and victory? If so, I want you to hit that aisle. Come to this altar, and there's a name above every name. There's a name that'll give victory this morning. There's a name that'll give deliverance right now if you'll make a move in Jesus' name.
Oh. Well, me and the devil had a battle, but I won.
Oh.
Me and the devil oh. had a battle, had oh. I won.
Oh.
Me and the devil, we agree.
What about him? What about
him? Me.
What about
the devil had a battle.
What about it? What about it?
Me and the devil had a battle, but I won. Me and the devil,
we agree.
You're thinking about it?
He hates me.
You're thinking about it? While they're singing, move. Challenge God.
Me and the devil had a battle, but I won.
Bless Him, Lord.
Me and the devil had a battle, but I won.
Bless Him, Lord. There's others.
Me and the devil, we agree.
There's others. Some of you brothers, lay your hand on. There's others.
Devil had a battle, but I won.
I'm doing fine, preacher.
Me
I'm doing
devil
good, preacher.
Had a battle, but I won.
Somebody else.
Me and the devil, we agree.
There's a young mother
him.
In this building.
He hates me. Me and the devil had a battle, but I won.
There's an older saint in this building. Shoo, devil. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. A few more seconds. You're missing it. You're missing it. Glory. Spirit of the Lord, give us an altar service this morning. Hallelujah. Give us an altar service this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, saints of God, let's gather in. Let's stand across the front. Come on, bring your family right now.